buddy.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Wow. Well, Jake said we're going to do this like children's church this morning, so I hope you guys have your childlike faith this morning. Playful. Exciting. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit's already here, moving amongst us, Lord Jesus. As Sandy was speaking about the refreshing, it's like there's a place in Christ where it's new every morning, and that's where we're supposed to be. David said, I'm like a tree that is planted by the living waters. It doesn't stop. So this morning, Father God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the revelation that shows us things that never need to stop and that can continue every morning, continue every day, Father God. So we thank you for your Spirit. We thank you for your presence. Thank you for all of this. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're doing Inside Out. How many here have seen the movie Inside Out? Misty, have you seen the movie Inside Out? The movie Inside Out, there we go. Raise your hands if you've seen it so I know. I don't want to. Oh, we got it. We have a generation maybe that hasn't. Deb, you haven't seen it? Oh, it's a great, great movie. Okay, so the movie Inside Out. We have these characters up here, right? And these characters represent things that can be on the inside that affect our outward reactions. And what we're talking about with the kids right now, we're talking about Holy Spirit inside out, right? And we've been talking about Galatians 5:24, the fruits of the Spirit. You guys remember fruits of the Spirit are what? Shout them out if you know them, Marky. What? Go, Mark. Fruits of the Spirit. Yes, that's right. So those are the, and I don't remember making it a song, Marky, but you did. That's great. Those are things that are in the inside. Come on. Those are the things that are on the inside. We have received the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Now lives in us. That means the fruit, love, joy, peace, all these things are in the side of us. So the thing of it is that we don't know that. Come on. So God is wanting us to experience life from the inside out. So I'm gonna quote the things I'm going to touch on. You know, Pastor Jake listed a few things that, the top 10 things here, 11 things that would change beliefs. So one of them was being filled with the Spirit, being baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I thought another thing was understanding the language of game changers. When we ran game changers 2 years ago, how many think it was a little bit over your head, too much to understand? Yes, Avery, it was a heavy duty. I'm gonna say yes. For me, it blew my mind. Okay, literally, there was so much information in there that you could not. My brain hurt. It was something that you were going to walk out. And maybe after 2 years, because it was almost 2 years ago that we did that, I think I'm beginning to get it. It's that kind of stuff. Because it's game-changing lifestyle stuff. In our culture, you have to go through classes, and then you know how to do life. But it's the opposite in the Scriptures. God teaches us life as we live it. You don't go to college. I could go to college and learn how to be a great parent. But you know what? When something comes arise, I'm going to look back in the book. I don't remember this chapter on potty training 101, right? Right? I don't remember being taught what to do when the kid responds like this. What page was that? No, you're learning as you go. And that's the way God works. He learns as you go. So basically, he throws that out there. He says, this belongs to you. And you go, wow, all of this is mine. Okay, now here is where you're at. We are going to go up there. So he's always calling us to that place. And he uses life to bring us to that place because he doesn't want to just bless you. He wants to build you. He wants to build your life from the inside out. So I'm going to quote Graham Cook. We are not governed by the externals. We are led by the Spirit. Where's the Spirit?
In your heart.
Come on. Spoken like a child. That's great. Wisdom. We live, when we live from an external, the outside perspective, with no awareness of what's going on the inside out, we are subject to all the stress and the pressure from that realm. Come on. I'm going to say that again. When we allow the externals and we are not aware of who we really are on the inside, all the stress and all the worries, guess what? It's going to affect us. When you know who you are, when you know who you are, we're talking about identity with the kids, right? Who are you? Thank you. When you know that you know that you know, then you know how to stand in every situation. What else are you? You're a mighty what? That's right.
Mighty warrior.
Man, that's right. You are a mighty warrior like Gideon. When we live from the inside out, we are subject to the culture of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. Self-control. That's a good one. That's right. Does that belong to you? Is that on the inside of you? So when brother or sister steps on our foot, right, that's an outside action on me, right? So I don't have to allow that action to dictate what I'm going to do. So I want to show you a video about externals affecting what happens on the inside. And these characters represent different voices that can kind of come into our heads that can affect our actions.
So, as it turns out, the green trash can is not recycling. It's for greens, like compost and eggshells. Mm. And the blue one is recycling. And the black one is
Riley is acting so weird. Why is she acting so weird?
What do you expect? All the islands are down.
Joy would know what to do.
That's it. Until she gets back, we just do what Joy would do.
Great idea. Anger, fear, disgust. How are we supposed to be happy?
Hey, Riley, I've got good news. I found a junior hockey league right here in San Francisco. And get this, tryouts are tomorrow after school. What luck, right?
Hockey.
Uh-oh, what do we do?
Guys, here, you pretend to be Joy.
Won't it be great to be back out on the ice?
Oh, yeah, that sounds fantastic.
What was that? That wasn't anything like Joy.
Because I'm not Joy?
Yeah, no kidding.
Did you guys pick up on that?
Sure did.
Something's wrong.
Should we ask her?
Let's probe, but keep it subtle so she doesn't notice.
So, how was the first day of school?
She's probing us.
I'm done. You pretend to be Joy.
What?
Okay,
It was fine, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, very smooth. That was just like Joy.
Something is definitely going on.
She's never acted like this before. What should we do? We're going to find out what's happening, but we'll need support. Signal the husband.
Ahem.
With a nice pass over the reed, comes across that right.
Ahem.
Uh-oh, she's looking at us. What did she say?
What? Sorry, sir. No one was listening.
Is it garbage night? We left the toilet seat up. What? What is it, woman? What?
He's making that stupid face again.
I could strangle him right now!
Signal him again.
Ah, so, Riley, how was school?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me!
For this, we gave up that Brazilian helicopter pilot?
Boo! I'll be Joy.
School was great, all right?
Riley, is everything okay?
Sir, she just rolled her eyes at us.
What is her deal?
All right, make a show of force. I don't want to have to put the foot down.
No, not the foot.
Riley, I do not like this new attitude.
Oh, I'll show you attitude, okay?
No. Stay happy!
What is your problem? Just leave me alone.
Sir, reporting high levels of sass.
Take it to DEFCON 2.
You heard that, gentlemen. DEFCON 2.
Listen, young lady, I don't know where this disrespectful attitude came from.
You want a piece of this, Pops? Come and get it!
Yeah, well...
Here it comes. Prepare the foot.
Keys to safety position. Ready to launch on your command, sir.
Just shut up!
Fire! That's it. Go to your room. Now.
Foot is down. The foot is down.
Woo!
Good job, gentlemen. That could have been a disaster.
Well, that was a disaster.
Come, fly with me, Gacinha.
Okay. So much kind of truth to that. It's funny. But what was going on inside her head? Right? The story that you guys know about Riley is Riley's in a new place, right? You seen it, right, Brody? She's in a new place, going to a new school and a whole new environment. And the house they moved to wasn't a very nice house, and there's just a lot of unstable things going on the outside. And inside, she had lost joy. And she used to operate with joy all the time, but she lost her. So now she's trying to operate with different gifts, with different things inside, and she's not sure how to do it. And it kind of looks ugly, okay? And that's life. Sometimes life can be very ugly. Sometimes we go through life, and it's like, wow, there's something happening. But what I want to point out is it's on the inside out. So, you guys remember 1 John 4:4? Okay, go for it. You, dear children, that's okay. You guys remember? Are from God and have overcome them. Can you guys help out? Because greater is he that is, you guys, you, adults, you're children today, so you can talk. In us, then, is on the outside of us, he's in us. So he that is in us, who's in us? Jesus. Who's in us? All right, Jesus is in us. Okay, was Jesus always, Frank, could I have Frank come, is Frank here? Frank Moran, calling Frank Moran. Hello, Frank. You guys like Frank? Frank's a great teacher, we've missed him. This is Frank. Say hello, Frank.
Hello.
Okay, could you blow that up for me, Frank?
Okay.
Are you good at balloons?
No.
Okay, we'll see what happens. All right. So this is Frank. So before we come to know Christ, we were alone, all right? It says in Colossians 1:19, as Frank's blowing it up, go ahead, Frank, blow it up. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him reconcile himself in all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood. That's what Jesus did on the cross. That's why we say Jesus in us. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. So there was a time before we had Christ that we were aliens. So could you tie that? Okay. You aired it up really, really tight. All right, so I need volunteers. Micah. Can you be angry? Who's? Yes, you can. All right, Brody. Can you be fearful? I want you to go stand by Frank. And tie your deal to... Yes, could you be fear? What's the other one? Sadness. Come up, sadness. You're never sad, though, Abigail. This is so against your character here. Tie it to Frank. Okay. One more. It was anger. Well, we did anger. We got anger. We got sadness. We got fear. There's one more. The green gal. Yes, Hope. Disgust. Hope, you'd be disgust. Let's tie them all to Frank. Okay. Once you were alienated from God, and were the enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior before Christ was in us. So this is before Christ is in us. The Bible also talks about Christ being in us, the hope of glory. All right? So we have all these different things attached to Frank before. Okay, so Frank, could you stand in the middle and then face the people? And then you two on this side, and then I'll have you two on the other side. Over here, don't pull too, stand over here so people can see you. So we got Frank, why don't you guys kind of spread out a little bit. So in life, we have all these external forces, okay? So fear, Brody, what's something you can be afraid of?
Clowns.
Clowns, Danny, can you believe it? How things have changed in our culture. Okay, and you are angry. What things can you get angry about? Ooh! Bristol? My sister did something. What about you? What do you find disgusting? Don't say anything about me. Go ahead. Broccoli? And what do you find disgusting? Fashion? Culottes? Puke, disgusting. Well, that's normal. Okay, so that's an external thing, though. That's just okay. And you are, what are you? Who are you? Who, okay, were you angry? Were you anger? Oh, sadness. I'm sorry. So, what do you get? Okay, can you be sadness for a second? Okay, thank you for being flexible. Sadness. What things can you be sad about?
Losing an animal.
An external, losing Vikings, losing a game. So all those things are pulling on you. Those things are external forces that are on the outside constantly pulling on us, okay? They can cause stress and they can cause you to react a different way. We're not operating from the inside out. So guys, pull on that a little bit. When you start pulling on, oh, Frank, oh. So act stressed, angry, sad, and disgust. Boy, this is all coming at him, and it all happens at the same time. Oh, there you go. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Okay, so the Bible's... Okay, what are we going to... Yeah, go ahead. Oh! Okay, that was a little bit too much. Guys, everybody stay where you are. Stay where you are. Okay. So just wait. That was not good. Just hold on. Yep. So Bible says, hold on to that. The Bible says, if anyone, I'll tie him back up. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new what? He's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Above all things are new. As they're tying things up. In Colossians 2:6, so then, just as you received Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live your lives in him. Say, in him. In him, right? Rooted and built up. He doesn't just want you to be born again. He wants to build you up. He wants to build you up. That's the refreshing. That's the revelation. That everything is made for me to be built up in faith, built up in who I am, rooted, built up in him, strengthened in faith as you were taught, and overwhelmed with thankfulness. Come on, I am born again. Come on. That is something I'm so thankful for. But he's not done with that yet. Okay, now don't pull quite so hard, guys. But everybody, now Frank is born again. There is something on the inside of Frank that is fighting back against these forces. When there's 100 pounds of pressure being pulled on the outside of you, there's 101 pounds of pressure pushing out from the inside. That is, he who is in me is greater than all the external things that are in the world that are pulling on me. That's fact, and that's now. That's not tomorrow. When is that? Is that tomorrow? Do I have to grow into that? Right now. You have the Spirit right now that raised Christ from the dead is in you because you are born again. How many people in here are born again? How many people are here filled with the Holy Spirit? Come on, that's power. All that stuff is on the inside of you. So when all these things begin to pull on you,
We have the freedom to make a decision. That decision is whether or not I am going to listen. Here you go. Am I going to listen to
fear?
Are you fear?
Exactly.
Are we going to listen to those angry voices that rise up on the inside of me? Are we going to allow them to be the decision? Are you going to let that happen, Frank?
Nope.
Cut it off. Because I don't need it anymore, right? There was a time that's the way I did things, but things have changed. I have the full character of Christ. That's the fruits of the Spirit, is living inside of me. Disgust. Do I need disgust anymore? Huh? I cannot believe this happened. I'm never having broccoli. That stuff is gross, right? All those things, right? I'm not going to let that determine what's best for me. And inside of me, the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. He's telling me who I am. Go ahead. Disgust, you're gone. You're dead. You're gone. Not you, but that. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now we have sadness. Oh, because you're sad. So good. Sadness. The things that have happened in the past. There was a time, but it's over. Come on. It's past. It's buried. It's no longer dictating your future. I was hurt before in a situation, right? Something had happened, but you're no longer governed. The Bible, remember, we're not governed by external things anymore. Before Christ, the external things affected my choices, but no longer are those things going to dictate my choices. I have something on the inside of me that is greater than those external forces. No longer, I'm not dependent on it. You're gone. All right, fear. Fear's a big one. Fear is a big one. I love the song that fear is a liar. It's a big one. Come over here, Brody. It's probably one of the biggest things that keep us from doing anything. It paralyzes us from stepping out. It's where that love of God is so strong on the inside of it that we could trust it completely. Remember, two things God's after. Do we trust him, and can he trust us? When the love of God is poured out so strongly and made perfect in us, there is nothing that can hold us back. All those things that I used to fear, all those situations that were external, that were pushing on my life, don't dictate who I am anymore. Because God has defined me. He has filled me with his Spirit. No longer am I going to allow myself to be dictated by that external force pushing on me. I'm going to trust in the inside force, which is Jesus, right? Inside of me. Fear, you're dead. You are a liar. You are gone. You are gone. Hey!
Bye, Mom. How are you
going to
get that down?
How
are you going
to
get that
down? Don't worry about it. So, how's Frank? Thank you so much, guys. Awesome.
Yeah, great job.
Thank you. It's an internal force that's on the inside of us. In Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of deity lives in body form. In Christ, you have been brought to fullness. No, you have been brought to fullness. No, you have been brought to fullness. There is nothing that you lack right now. He wants to identify those things that we don't need anymore, that we can let go. When that fear said you are not enough, right? It's a liar. I will not allow you, right, to dictate my actions anymore, because I have something greater now that I trust in. You're gone.
You're gone.
Come on. Sadness, right? There was a season. It's over. Come on. The eternal, right? It's not over. God is on the throne. Those things that are pulling on us, no longer, because he says you are now in Christ. It is the fullness, right? In him, right? In him, you were crucified. All those things in the past have been wiped away. I love it in Colossians 2. You were dead. All those things. He canceled out all the charges. All those things have been canceled out, Frank. No more. And his thing is we make that choice. It's like you're handed the scissors and he's like, okay, Tom, I'm letting you see where you're falling back there in that place of fear. I want you to know who I am with you right now. Kids, you're partnered up with the Holy Spirit. And he wants you to know in those times where you're scared or whatever you're in, those prayer times where he's speaking, it's between you and him. And he's cutting on them these things. He says, It's over. So we're talking about fullness, right? We're talking about the complete fullness of God already inside of us. And to accept anything else is to live beneath the privilege of who we are. You guys know what that means? Sometimes the adults know what it means, but sometimes the kids don't mean it. So I'm going to need some more volunteers. I need two people who are fast that haven't volunteered. Well, you did. Lucas. We've got Lucas and Dom. You guys, okay, fine. Lucas and Dom. And then we got Andy. Andy, could you come and help me? Why don't you guys have a seat up on the stage? Tie their feet together. Tie the feet together. Well, they're going to see you. Okay. I have a Chevy truck. Right? Adam was telling me that the other day. But I said, one of our trucks are in the shop and the other one's not. He thought that. No. Me and Adam laughed about it. It was a good one. So you guys, we're friends. No, Ford's a good truck too. But how many gears does the truck have? Six, seven, eight? What is it like going through life in first gear? Driving a horse. What is it like? I believe this right now. I believe life's circumstances is dictating a shift. Is a shift from one to two. And you've never been in two. And in fact, two brings you places you've never been before in the spirit. When Frank was holding that balloon, guys, it was like he was familiar with all these things. And the hardest thing about cutting that is what you're familiar with. When pressure comes, Peter McHugh said this, who you are under pressure is who you really are. When the concrete trucks are getting stuck, when the concrete drivers are nervous and it's time to pour, when your boss and all these people are speaking at you, who are you at that time? Because that will tell you exactly which one of these things you're pulling on that you are mostly invested in. Fear, sadness, all these things start pulling on you. And it's not to shame you, no blame, but he wants you to be able to identify there and then make the choice. Come on. It's life that brings us to these points that allow God's impossible things to come forth. And we fear the impossible because we don't know what it's like to walk in impossible situations. But God's glory is demonstrated in the impossible, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. How is that demonstrated? When the impossible comes in your face. When things that are bigger in the external come at you. So Dom and Lucas, stand up. Dom and Lucas, run to the back. Go, go! Look at them. All right, good job. Did they do good? All right, ready? Now come back. Go, go, go. Okay, was that good? Did you get the job done? That was good. You made it, you made it. But now it's a new day. I want you to run. Because you know what? Hopping's not going to work anymore. Right? I know I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven. But you know what? Life situation, external forces require me to have an upgrade in my understanding of who I am. Come on. Those things that I did before, I don't have to rely on. I don't have to do it the same way. The Spirit of God, he's releasing. He's trying to show me your upgrade. So who can be the Holy Spirit today? Who's the Holy Spirit today that I haven't had? Bristol, you're the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can run. The Holy Spirit represents the fullness of God in character and deity. Okay, run, Bristol, run. Top speed, run back and forth. Okay, you guys are watching. You're watching the Spirit of God, right? He's up there, he's running. You're like, man, I want to run. Holy Spirit, don't leave us. Bristol, can you stay up here with me? Thank you. I take not the Holy Spirit from me. There you go. Okay, so you're watching the Holy Spirit run. Okay, so you did that, right? But now the Holy Spirit says, I want you to do it this way. So this time, go back and forth with the Holy Spirit. Go, run, your Holy Spirit, run. It's like, man, this is how you can do it. Wow, that's pretty good. Come back. Okay, you guys, you ready? That's what the Holy Spirit says, dude. Now go. Go. What? Oh, what's going on? Okay, wait a minute. Okay, stop. How do you feel right now? How do you feel? Are you doing it as fast as the Spirit was trying to get you to go? How do you feel? Weird. How do you feel?
Kindness,
what a great guy. Okay, it can be, I'm going to help you. Okay, come back. Go as fast as you can. It can be a little bit frustrating. Can I say frustrating? Now, there's nothing wrong with you. This is what the enemy comes in. What's wrong with you guys? You're not able to do it, and you see everybody else do it. What's wrong? You know, he does it so easy. Why can't I do it? The Holy Spirit wants you to identify your area of frustration. Say, frustration is where my upgrade is. That's where he wants to give you an upgrade in your understanding of how we can work together. So, Abigail, or Bristol. Oh, I'm sorry, Bristol. Could you help Lucas? See, the Bible calls the Holy Spirit our what? Our helper? He's here to help us, man. You here to help me?
Yeah.
It's nice to have helpers. Bristol is the Holy Spirit, is a helper to Lucas. And the Holy Spirit is going to tell Lucas and help with the area that he's having a hard time. So, Bristol, where is the area that Lucas is having a hard time in? Right there, right? Is that the problem area, right? So, he's equipped us. He says, the weapons of our warfare are mighty in pulling down strong. Mighty in what? In who? In God, right? So we're in God. So we have all the weapons in us. We have everything we need to in us. The Holy Spirit shows us how to use them. Okay, Lucas, you know how to use that? All right, use it, buddy. Don't cut your pants, otherwise mom's going to... It's kind of tricky. Come on, yep. Sometimes it takes time, right? Upgrades take time. There you go. Rip it off. He's working on it. And Bristol, you're encouraging him, right? You can do it, right? Just tell him he can do it. You're awesome. You got this. You're owning it. It's yours. That's right. That's true. Growing up, it just came natural. There you go. Come on. He's breaking free. Come on. That's where we worship. That's where we say, yes, Lord, right? We're trusting God. It's kind of like that balloon. You're letting go. You're cutting things off that were old. You're going to have a new experience. You're working on that. You're chomping away on it. It doesn't happen right away. The Spirit's patience, right, is one of the fruits of the Spirit, is patience, long-suffering. It's probably not one of the things we like to hear the most, but it is endures, right? Love endures. You're going to keep loving that child. God, that's one beautiful thing about God. He loves us. He keeps loving us through it. He's loving us through it. Come on. Lift them legs up, buddy. Go ahead. No, keep cutting the ones. You're doing good. You got it. Get in the front. Keep going in the front. Help them out, Holy Spirit. There you go. Andy's a Holy Spirit today, too. There you go. Cut that thing. Yeah. Come on. Come on, and everybody's cheering for him, right? Hey, come on. There you go. He pulls it off. That's right, cut it off. It's gone. Throw it away. All right. Yeah, all right, give him to Dom. Good job. Yeah, take it off. Throw it off. I don't want anything left of that. That's right. Everything that was once attached to you did not belong there. It has no right to be there anymore. That's when it was stripped away. Everything that was there is stripped away. It's gone. It's no more. That's right. Throw it to the ground. It's gone. Every aspect of it. It's a thorough cleaning. There we go. Every little bit. Man. Yeah, sometimes it goes faster for others. That's all right. But they get it, right? And it's theirs. All right. So,
Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit is with you. So, Bristol, you're going to go with them. So all you guys are going to go running together, right? Ready? Set? Go! Keep running. There you go. Run back. Now run all the way around everybody. Hey, Bristol, lead them all the way around. Lead them all the way around the whole group. Go, 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 go. Holy Spirit goes. Yeah, go ahead. Everybody can run. Should we all run? Should we all run? Let it run. Go. Let's go. Come on. Children's church. This is what children do. Are we in children's church or are we in adult church? Who's in children's church today? There we go. Here's the children's church. We're in children's church. You can't run in church. Yes, you can run in church. Come on. You run. Good job. Thank you. Awesome. Oh, you're breathing. Ah. If we live by the Spirit, Galatians 5:25, let us keep up in step with the Spirit. Sometimes it's hard to keep up, but the Lord is so faithful. He's so faithful right now, guys. He's so faithful. I think some things are like, to us, they're way up there. But I'm saying there is a release that's happening right now. Come on. There is a release, and it's like a refreshing, because some things are being severed that have always kind of been there. And they're being cut once and for all. And the thing is, I can trust him because he's relentless. Like we were singing this morning, the love of God is relentless. We need to know the love of God in such a dimension that we can always trust on that no matter what. God, I know that you love me because you love me because you love me because you love me. That doesn't stop. And I can trust in something that never ends. I can trust something that is eternal, because that's the biggest thing of disappointment, is when something ends, but God doesn't end. He never ends, and he wants to prove that. He's so excited to show us that those things that were holding us back don't need to hold us back anymore. You guys can run the race. Thank you guys so much. You know what? Why don't you guys just, you guys can stay here. Why don't you guys stay here? Why don't you guys stay here? You guys represent an upgrade for all of us. You represent an upgrade in the Spirit. There is joy, come on, in the journey. Because it's done. Come on. Count it all joy. You count it all joy knowing that everything works to my benefit. Because it does. Is there any problems in heaven? No. Is there anything that Christ didn't overcome? And where is he? He's in heaven and he's... Yeah, and seated in the heavenly places is in me. So is there anything too big for God? And he wants to prove it. He wants to prove it in our lives. So there's a surrender. Let's stand this morning. You guys want to stand up? We talk about kids worship. We talk about kids worship. And I raise my hands and I lift my hands as a sign of surrender and complete trust. And that's just what I do. Father God, this childlike faith that comes in when the Holy Spirit, it says it's time to go, it's time to let go, it's time to go up, it's time to lift it. I see a lifting. He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. It's like the helium in the balloon. It was weightless. It was floating. You were going where you needed to go, and it was letting go and trusting God in the complete and finished work. Some of you need to say, it is finished. That part of me has been finished. It's been nailed to the cross. It's done. No more. It's cut off. My new day, the new way, is something I've never experienced before, but get used to it, because that's what's coming. Come on, that's what's coming. There's a quickening coming where the new thing is going to be happening. What used to take 2 years is going to happen in a year. What used to take a month is going to happen in a week. What used to take a day is going to happen in an hour, and it's going to speed up. The more we trust, the more we learn to cut them things and completely trust their Savior, the sooner we become more free. And allowing him just to love on us and just allow that joy to be. And stop letting the external things affect what's in the inside and my decisions.
It's from the inside out. So Father God, right now, from the inside out, whatever's in me, we release anything, everything that's already in us, Father. Come on. It said the quenching of the Spirit, that if I quench the Spirit, if the Spirit of God was telling me to let go and I said no, and I maybe grieved him, and he said, let this go, and I said no, and it became overwhelming because I was operating and I was allowing the governed bodies of this earth to make my decisions. I became tired and I didn't have the joy and I lost my peace and I lost all those things because I didn't allow the Spirit to counsel me in my fullness. I'm incomplete when I act contrary to who I am. It's like that voidness that something's missing because I'm not allowing myself to be myself, who I've been made to be, the fullness in Christ. I'm acting contradicting to the truth, and it doesn't work. That frustration is only your upgrade. Rejoice, take joy, count it all joy, because he's only pointing to the place that he wants to work on and reveal truth and freedom. It's okay. Your God's awesome. He loves you. He's not mad. He's like, hey, Tom, I know you're tired. And I know you fought good. But it's okay to cut that away. Because I want to take you to a higher place. I want to show you a different perspective about all of this. You're up high. Look at all this. Oh, it's not as big as I thought. No, because you're in the mess. I'm taking you up out of it. But you got to let this go. You got to step out in obedience and trust me. Again, and then do it again. And then after that, we'll do it again. And I'm going to show you how much fun this is. Come on, he's bringing the fun back into it. Because someplace along the line, we made it a discipline instead of a delight. That we could delight in the Lord always. Always, he's our delight, he's our joy. Always, when did that stop? That's the spot I'm going to cut off. Because that's not you. That's not me. Free to be me. Free to be you. Father, we thank you this morning. Come on, we thank you, Lord, for your revelation, your refreshing spirit in this place, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, guys. Hey,
praise God. Hallelujah. Was that amazing? Let's give the Lord a hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving Pastor Tom those great revelations of what's going on in our lives, all of us. You know, it's challenging. So thank you. Thank you, Lord. And so we release that. Any prayer that is needed, you can come here. We are going to do something in that many-membered body is we're going to take all the chairs because...